Hello, Fightful Faithful. Welcome to another episode of Styrographs. I'm your host, Alex Pulaski, and everything sucks. I'm sick. I know I've been sick. I'm sick again. I never got over the cold I had before, and I have a new cold. Everything sucks. This Aussie Open and Young Bucks match doesn't suck. It's obviously great. But other than that, welcome everybody to the AEW Rampage watch along while we talk about SmackDown. But then again, nothing much actually happened on SmackDown, so I don't know what to say. Hey, Lord Kev, hey, J.S. Brown, hey, Kishara, CL, Michael Grooms. This is a really good match, because of course it is. It's Aussie Open and Young Bucks. What a lariat by Davis. Jesus Christ. I mean, how are you not signing Aussie Open immediately and then having them, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, hello, Kim. Hello, Scott. Hello, Greg. So, God willing, FTR take the titles off of the Guns in the four-way at Revolution. And the brand new, newly signed Aussie Open are the first team to feud with FTR, right? I mean, they had that amazing match in Japan. Like, do that. Just why would that not be your first thing? Let's sign Aussie Open and get rid of the days of gimmick, not so great tag team wrestlers, and just let great tag team wrestlers wrestle. That used to be what AEW was the place where you could go and watch great tag team wrestlers wrestle. And now you got fucking Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal in there mucking shit up. And the Ass Boys. Aussie Open's amazing. It is funny because I had that nagging cough from what felt like 10 days after the rest of the symptoms went away for the other cold. And now, oh wow, countered with a cutter. That was cool. Yeah, it was in England. Sorry, Jared. It was in England. Wasn't the New Japan title on the line, though? Am I missing that? I thought that's what it was. I thought the New Japan title was on the line when they had the match. I'm sorry if I missed that up. SmackDown was terrible. A lot of Dominic Mysterio, which makes everything bad. Oh, what a great sell by Fletcher. I love the super kick sell directly down to your butt. That, oh, conking knees. Oh, super kicks, double lariats. God, what a match. Why? I'm sorry. TK, you, Tony Khan, I don't know, man. Like, some people you would not expect watch my shows. I don't expect it. It always blows my mind. If this gets back to Tony Khan, I have a question for you, sir. I'm not going to be allowed at your press conference, but I have a question for you, sir. How can you watch this match, Young Bucks versus Aussie Open, on a random Rampage, and then decide to put Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal and the Ass Boys in the top program for the top tag team in your company? How can you decide to do that? How can that be what you do? I just don't get it. Just let these here. Okay. Top Flight, Aussie Open, Young Bucks, FTR, Lucha Bros. Who am I forgetting? Kings of the Black Throne. If you want to just do Buddy Matthews and Brody King together, those guys. Oh, here comes the House of Black. All those tag teams I named, just do a constant round robin tournament where all of those guys have to face every other team three times. And at the end of that, you decide who is the best tag team in AEW. And you can make it last 6 months and it'd be so friggin' great. God damn it. Silver and Reynolds, best friends, sure, put those in there too. This is going to be the best thing on Rampage by a country mile. So I'm just watching this very intently. It's the best wrestling match of the week. This is the best wrestling match of the week, bar none. No, it's better than anything in Elimination Chamber. So good. Look at Davis with the cartwheel. They made him Tombstone his own partner. Oh, that was fantastic. Oh, that was fantastic. That was amazing. What a fantastic match. Jesus. That's pay-per-view quality shit right there, man. That was so good. That was so good. It's one of the best tag team matches on TV I've seen in the last year. Oh, that was so, so good, man. I've never seen that. They made the man Tombstone his own partner. I've never seen that. That was rich, dude. Oh, I love it. Now here's House of Black, right? Well, God damn it. This is the thing, is that as bad as Tony Khan is at doing a lot of stuff, he gives us exactly what we want occasionally, which is this, which is the Kenny Omega, the Young Bucks versus the House of Black is something we've been wanting forever. That was great. Oh no. Big Bill and Lee Moriarty is screwing everything up. You know what? I kind of like that though. I do. I like that the Guns get to use Moriarty and Big Bill as backup because they're still affiliated with the firm. I do enjoy that. However, Big Bill and Lee Moriarty can be in that tag team round robin thing I was telling about. But you know who can't be? The Guns. They're not good enough. The Guns aren't good enough to be in a top 12 got tag teams in AEW round robin. The Guns aren't good enough to be in it. Should we talk about how terrible SmackDown was? SmackDown started with a trios match between Imperium and the ridiculous team of Braun Strowman, Ricochet, and Madcap Moss. Gunther pinned Madcap Moss to win the match, as God intended. I don't know what this is or what it proves that Walter pinned Madcap Moss 2 weeks in a row, so Madcap Moss is back on his I lose all the time bullshit. Great, good. That's where he belongs. Sorry, Joel Pearl. Madcap Moss is Mad Crap Moss. That's who he is. I got some shit I got to say about SmackDown. I really do. LA Knight cut a promo. It was good. It really does feel like he actually got away from Bray without any serious problems, which is hard to do right now. But usually those feuds last forever. He got squashed in a cosmic bowling match sponsored by a really icky flavor of Mountain Dew and took an elbow drop. Well, didn't actually. 3 feet to his left, took an elbow drop from Bo Dallas wearing a mask as the whole stack of speakers he was supposedly sitting on exploded. I just don't understand. I just don't understand how he got away from all of that relatively unscathed, especially if he's starting any kind of program with the New Day. That's a major step up for him, I would say. Because the New Day come out and challenge him. He does call them the Nerd Day, which I popped at. I can't believe nobody's thought to call them that before. The Nerd Day is a great friggin' name for them. He says we're nerds, but being nerds has made us all kinds of money, which is true. But they have Kofi Kingston versus LA Knight. It's a long match, a decent match, and LA Knight loses because the babyface's friend deliberately distracts him with a trombone on the top rope so that his babyface friend can crotch him on the top rope and gain an unfair advantage to kick him in the face. I'm sorry. I don't want to root for people that do that shit. I don't want to root for them. I don't. I'd rather them do as honorable stuff as possible, unless they're countering a very specific bad thing the heel has done. And LA Knight, all he was doing was kicking the shit out of Kofi Kingston. So, whatever. Yeah, I don't know who LA Knight's gonna get as a partner, but he'd be good together. Well, yeah, if Breeze is going to be a legend in the WWE 2K23 game, and by the way, Tyler Breeze being a playable character in WWE 2K23 is reason enough to buy that game. I'm going to win all the championships with Tyler Breeze. I'm just going to win. I'm going to be 12 belt Breeze. So Kofi Kingston beat LA Knight. LA Knight, who desperately needed wins, and Kofi Kingston, who doesn't need them at all. And you picked the wrong way. You picked the wrong guy to win, honestly. Sorry, you did. And you picked the wrong guy to win, and you picked the wrong way to have him win, in my opinion. That's all I'll say. I like Kobe, but that was kind of ridiculous. We see Rey Mysterio back. By the way, Willow versus Tony Storm is about to start. This has the potential to be something really, really great. I love Willow. Who doesn't love Willow? Rey Mysterio being interviewed about his match with Karrion Kross. God, won't that be terrible? And then he gets walked up on by Santos, who says that, you know, my family, one thing we care about the most is respect. And they're, you know, talking about how much they respect each other some more. And they're baby facing Santos so he can be Rey's proxy in a match versus Dominic. I think leading up to WrestleMania, it'll be Santos versus Dominic. And during that match, Damian Priest will interfere and beat the hell out of Santos with Dominic's help. And Rey will have to save a beatdown on Santos. Who knows where Legado del Fantasma will be? They won't be at ringside. They won't be anywhere near the match. But Rey will have to save Santos by finally slapping Dominic once. And that'll lead to the match at WrestleMania. That's my prediction. That's my prediction. So Santos gets walked up on by Dominic Mysterio, who tries to put a little bass in his voice and act like he's a better anything than Santos Escobar, which he is not. There is literally nothing that professional wrestlers do that Dominic is even slightly close to being equal at when it compares to Santos Escobar. So if you were to ever have those two men have a match, Santos should beat him in about 45 seconds. He won't, and that night will make me very angry. Tony and Willow are fantastic. This match is going along pretty well. I'm really liking it so far. Hoping we get some more of it. Man, my sinuses are just, my head feels like it weighs 1,000 pounds. My sinuses are so clogged. It's terrible. So Santos looks at Dominic and Rey. Rey seems to give him the all clear to beat the shit out of his son. So Santos turns around and there's Rhea Ripley, and Santos, because he's a babyface now, is not allowed to hit Rhea Ripley. And that's the thing that happens. Again, Dominic keeps talking about how he was in prison. He wasn't in prison. There was a joke like 2 months ago about how he only spent 5 hours in county lockup and then was released. But he continues to say he spent hard time in prison. And every time he says it, you must have someone on screen telling the audience that is not the case. Otherwise, people are going to start to believe that's his actual character, and that's some bullshit. Because he's not a skilled enough satirist when he plays comedy, if he ever actually does, to make you realize that when he says it, he is supposed to be full of shit. Not just that he's bad at acting, which he is, but that we are supposed to know that he is lying from the way he says things. He is so bad at acting, he can't even act badly on purpose. That's how bad he is. He's the worst, and I want him gone. I want him off of my television forever. So, Tom, I'm going to do the steamy salves. I've been using the Navage thing, this thing that washes out your sinuses, and that works great for like 5 minutes. And then the whole thing just fills back up again. So there's the big thing advertised for tonight is a face-off between Charlotte Flair and Rhea Ripley. Charlotte Flair comes out, starts cutting a promo, and then Dominic interrupts her. It is a face-off between Charlotte Flair and Dominic, who comes to the ring and says that Charlotte Flair is jealous of Rhea Ripley because Rhea Ripley, shudder, gets to go home with Dominic every night. And Charlotte starts talking about how she has a real Latin man at home who's got a much thicker accent.
All right.
I'm going to mute myself while I blow my nose. Sorry, everybody. Fully clogged. Not moving anywhere. Too bad. So 2 years ago, the setup to the build to Sasha versus Bianca, the most important person in that build was Reggie. Do you remember that 2 years ago? Reggie inserted himself into every promo between the two, making it all about himself for no reason. Like he wanted to be in Sasha's corner, and so he would talk shit to Bianca on behalf of Sasha. But Sasha would be like, "Look, I don't want you out here." But every friggin' time they did a face to face between Sasha and Bianca, Reggie was out there putting his nose in everything, as though you can't build a match between two women without getting a man involved, which is ridiculous. But now history is apparently repeating itself because now Dominic gets to have a full-on promo exchange with Charlotte Flair. And only when Charlotte Flair threatens to beat up Dominic does Rhea Ripley come out and put herself between Charlotte and Dominic, but she never even holds a microphone. Here's the Willow doing great stuff. Big cannonball and now a Death Valley driver. Kim, I've got it. I just don't have it with me. I'm going to use it after this. I already took my nighttime my NyQuil capsules, so hopefully I'll be able to fall asleep right after Rampage. See, now thank God I haven't had pneumonia like NCB. NCB, I hope you get better soon. Like, you still have it? That's terrible. Please, no. I don't want that. No. I would rather not have that be the case for myself. Of course. Here comes Tony Storm, winning with a Storm Zero, because of course. So Rhea. There was no face-off. There was no, like, we both got in the ring. Soraya, you're going to spray. Oh, no, here's Ruby. Ruby's not going to stand for it. Ruby, come out and stop him. Stop him. Don't let him get involved with Willow. Good for you, Ruby. Anyway, this is all ridiculous on screen right now. So why would you advertise a Rhea Ripley and Charlotte Flair face-off as like the biggest thing happening on your show and then make it a Charlotte Flair and Dominic Mysterio face-off? That's friggin' dumb. So dumb. Especially since how I mean, I don't care who it is. It doesn't need, it should be Rhea. It doesn't need to be, I don't care if it was Finn or anybody else. All right. That, oh, Satnam Singh beating up Billy Gunn, and then, oh, good, we let, oh, good, more of this. More of this shit. I hate Jeff Jarrett almost as much as I hate Jay Lethal, and I hate Jay Lethal almost as much as I hate Dominic Mysterio, for very different reasons, all three of them. I'm serious. I know there are people in the chat who like this shit, who like these fucking old-ass carny bitches. I have to believe the people who like this shit are doing it to troll me personally, because if not, you have serious psychological issues. Who the fuck can possibly care, man? Oh, God, they're awful. They're awful wastes of money. They are dragging down the roster by being here. God, they fucking suck. God, they're so terrible. I hate them. God, so terrible. Anyway. Hey, look, Jake the Snake's with him. That's cool. Oh, no. Why would you attack Lance Archer on his way to the ring? Why would you do that? That's a really dumb thing to do. You get whatever you deserve whatever you get, sir. Shayna beat Natalya real quick because good. Tegan Knox is out there with Natalya because Tegan Knox has to glom on to somebody, and I guess Liv Morgan is busy right now. So, she's great. Tegan Knox is amazing, but the writers of the show have decided that Tegan Knox cannot exist unless she is glommed on to somebody like a remora fish on a shark. She deserves better than that shit. But that's what they've decided. So Tegan Knox decided to glom on to Natalya. She's a barnacle on the underside of a boat. That's what Tegan Knox is right now. So Tegan Knox tries to stop Ronda Rousey from further beating down Natalya. She attacks Ronda Rousey, and then Ronda Rousey calls her Skittles and says, "Next week you're gonna taste the rainbow," she says. This is a promo she wrote herself, no doubt. So next week, Shayna and Ronda versus Tegan and Natalya. There you go. There's supposed to be a Liv Morgan segment. There wasn't. They didn't do one. Are you serious? We're not getting Keith Lee and Swerve one-on-one at Revolution. We're not getting Keith Lee and Swerve one-on-one at Revolution. Tony Khan, you mean to tell me we are not getting Keith Lee and Swerve Strickland one-on-one at Revolution? Tony Khan, we're not getting Keith Lee and Swerve one-on-one at Revolution? We're getting Keith Lee and Dustin Rhodes versus Swerve and Parker Boudreaux at Dynamite or Rampage, one of the two. The hell you say. The absolute hell you say. Oh, promotional malpractice, sir. Promotional malpractice, sir. Jesus, what the fuck are we doing? What the fuck are you doing? I thought the whole reason you kept Keith Lee off of TV for so long was that so as soon as he came back, we would get a one-on-one match at Revolution. If you want to do some tag team build-up bullshit, you could have done it 4 or 5 weeks ago. The fuck you say? Jesus Christ. We better be getting Keith Lee versus Swerve one-on-one at Revolution. We better be. We better be. We fucking better be. Oh. I mean, I'm not upset at Keith Lee and Dustin tagging together. That's good. What the fuck is Parker Boudreaux doing anywhere near that match? I have officially become the guy with the thick voice. This is how I have to talk now. I am doomed. It's terrible. There is a Firefly Funhouse segment. I blow my nose, but nothing would come out. This is terrible. I don't know what to say about this. Bray Wyatt. It appears as though they're actually going to do Brock Lesnar versus Omos at WrestleMania. That's actually a thing somebody thought of and said, yeah, good idea. So dumb. So dumb. So Bobby Lashley versus Bray. Bray, the Firefly Funhouse thing, the thing that keeps getting repeated is, can you keep a secret? Can you keep a secret? Can you keep a secret? Over and over again. If I tell you a story, can you keep a secret? So he called out the winner of Brock versus Bobby, but he seems to have always wanted Bobby. Maybe he can predict the winner. I don't know. It seems like there was a really cool idea of you could do Brock versus Bobby, like, in a way that is like, they didn't do the verses, but I'm like, the way that it ended, you could have them arguing about who really won, because Brock may have gotten himself disqualified, but afterwards he beat the shit out of Bobby Lashley, and Bobby Lashley could say, yeah, but you lost by disqualification. And so then they could argue about how, about who won the match, but arguing about who won the match means that if neither guy really lost, then both guys won, which means both guys have to face Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania. I just don't want Omos on the WrestleMania card. You guys getting a singles match? Are you freaking kidding me? It did the okay. Wait, hold on. Let's pause this. All right, here's who's in the Casino Tag Team Battle Royal. They haven't announced anybody as the Joker yet, right? So maybe the Joker is not one of these teams. So it looks like Top Flight, Aussie Open, JAS, Best Friends, Dark Order, Matt Taven and Mike Bennett, Butcher and the Blade, Lucha Bros, Claudio and Wheeler Yuta, and Los Gubernables Infernal Goggles, whatever they call them. Maybe somehow FTR gets added to this Casino Tag Team Battle Royal. Maybe they come in last. Maybe that's how it works. I don't know. I really hope so. FTR needs to be in this match, you guys. If they're not, I don't understand what we're doing here. Yikes. Yikes. Matt Hardy versus Hook. Oh, my goodness. Jericho versus Pretty Peter Avalon. What are we doing for our go-home, guys? Yikes. At least Riho's back. I guess that's good. Face the Revolution ladder match. Takeshita, Ortiz. Who is that? I'm not kidding. Who is that? Who's the guy in the mask? Why do I not know who that is? Andretti, Sammy Guevara, Will Hobbs, AR Fox, and Eddie Kingston. That Face of the Revolution ladder match is going to be awesome. That's going to be a great friggin' match. Why do I not know who that guy in the mask is? Who is that? Why do I know who that is? I should know who that is. Someone's going to tell me who it is, and I'll be like, oh, of course. Who's the guy in the match in the Face of the Revolution graphic? Commander? Okay, I don't know who that is. I've never heard of that name before. I lost it. I'm sorry. I don't know who that is. I should probably know who that is. I don't know who that is. Good. They just made it official for that. That's good. All right. Triple A guy. Okay. That makes sense. Apologize for not being up on my Triple A's thing. Dominic interfered in Dominic interfered in the Rey Mysterio and Karrion Kross match because, of course, he did. He already showed his face there. He already knew he was there. The whole reason is he's there is to get involved. So he did. It cost Rey the match. And then afterwards, he got up in Rey's face and was like, punch me. Come on, hit me. Hit me. He kept pushing Rey, and Rey wouldn't do it. The one time I will advocate for child abuse is in this case. The one time I will advocate for child abuse is for it to be on Dominic Mysterio, because I hate that guy so much. But yeah, we're going to get that match at WrestleMania. It's going to be awful. It's going to be such a bad match. Such a bad match. I don't care how good Rey Mysterio is. He can't carry his kid to a good match. because nobody can. There's a Jimmy Uso. There's some backstage stuff with the Usos with Jimmy and Solo, where they're not. They're wondering if Jimmy's going to meet them in the ring. Paul Heyman reminds us that that Roman's not there tonight, but he will be there next week. So you better hope that that Jay shows up so you can talk to him. Jimmy goes out there. He's interrupted. He says that, Jay, you know that no matter what you're going through, I will understand. You can come and talk to me. We're brothers since day one. So Sami Zayn interrupts and cuts a good promo to Jimmy about how you were the first guy to ever actually accept me into the bloodline. So the fact that you were the first guy to attack me at the Royal Rumble really hurts. Jimmy has a good plan too. You made the choice to go against us. I just had to back up my family. And then Jay shows up, which distracts Sammy, which allows Jimmy to pop him with a microphone and beat him down. And then Jay distracts Jimmy long enough for Sammy to hit him with a haluva kick. And that's the end of that. Solo comes down, which runs off Sammy. Sammy was going to leave through the crowd, but Jay is standing there at the barricade, so he leaves through a different part of the crowd because Jay seems very non-committal. This whole thing is non-committal, and so we just have to wait, I guess. Just have to wait. Just have to be patient. Just got to let it play out to see what happens between Jay and Sammy to figure out how we're going to get to Jay and Jimmy versus Sammy and Kevin. It's going to be an interminable amount of time before we get to that point because I don't think they have any ideas for how to tell the story in a cogent way. I just don't. Also, Sammy bringing up all the history between he and Jimmy makes me realize how much of this story has been built around Sami Zayn this whole time. For over a year, he's been making this whole segment. All segments with the Bloodline have worked since he's been a part of it, or even just talking to them, being like on the periphery of it. Every segment he's been in with the Bloodline has worked because of Sammy, either because it was entertaining or funny, or because he made us feel something. He has done so much work to make us want to see him be the one, not just the Bloodline to fall apart, but that Sammy's the one to do it. And after all of that, Cody Rhodes is going to get booked to win the Royal Rumble from the 30 spot. And that corporate is going to push him to the titles. He's going to take the titles when that's absolutely Sammy's right because he's been doing everything. Again, I have no problem with Cody Rhodes winning the titles at some point during his run, but it doesn't have to be now, and it doesn't have to be against Roman Reigns. He has nothing. There's nothing that he's got against Roman Reigns. Sammy has everything against Roman Reigns. Cody could win the titles off of literally whoever you want. All that matters is that he wins the titles, not when or how or where or from whom, just that he wins the titles. That's all I got to say about all that. Yeah, there's no reason, this is so true. There's no reason that, like, Sammy wouldn't notice Jay when literally everybody else in the building noticed Jay. That's all that happened on SmackDown. I guess we have to watch this terrible main event. I mean, it's not terrible. It's got Sammy Guevara in it, so I don't care. Sammy should win this, right? Like, they're not protecting against Andretti anymore. He's barely even in any segments with Ricky, so he's about the Ricky story, which is odd. Weird. I blow my nose again, so I'm going to mute the mic real quick. I guess we'll watch the rest of this thing. There's 5 minutes left in the show. Wow me, Action Ed Ready. Wow me. I feel like absolute death. I'm dying. I want this cold that I just got to be over. But first, I guess the first cold that I got has to be over because it's still here somewhat. Oh, NCB has sent a sour chat. Hold on, let me find one. Thank you, NCB, for letting me know. I'm not really on top of it because I'm sick. Let's see here. NCB says, I'm sick of the Dom stuff. I did like that Charlotte cut him off when we started talking about Rhea making sweet love to him. Because even the writers know that nobody believes they're actually fucking. It's very true. It's very true. Yeah. That's true. Nobody would ever believe that. Harlequin says, been dying to ask this. You are in a room with depleting oxygen levels. In order to gain access to an oxygen mask, you must choose to banish two between Jericho, Lethal, and Jarrett or Dominic from ever wrestling again. Who are you saving? Who am I saving? I'm going to banish Lethal and Jarrett from wrestling ever again. And here, I'll tell you why. Because Jericho is going to retire sooner rather than later. And I think he has something left to offer the business unlike Jarrett and Lethal. And I don't need to banish Dominic from wrestling ever again because as soon as his dad retires, he's going to retire. Because no one in their right minds would pay Dominic Mysterio to be on television after his father is no longer on television. Nepotism ends when the famous person whose child you are, leaves. So Ray's only got a couple of years left. He's gone. He'll be retired, and then Dominic will go away too because no one will want Dominic. They like WWE knows how much he sucks. They won't even put him on television to wrestle. He just hangs out at ringside. Jericho will retire sooner rather than later, and I hate Jarrett Lethal so much that if I banish them from wrestling ever again, they cannot be in the four-way for the tag titles at Revolution, which would probably be the most important thing. Get that all squared away right away. Well, if I banish him from wrestling ever again, Jake, then he can focus more on his behind-the-scenes work. Oh, that's fantastic. Kim Gray says, Alex, did you see Buddy Matthews' tweet after that Dom segment? He said, Mommy's got a poppy at home too, or something like that. That's very funny. Very funny. Like, I honestly don't get it, Jake. I don't get how he's entertaining. I don't get in what way ever has Jeff Jarrett ever been entertaining. I've never seen it, not once, not ever, not once. I've never seen Jeff Jarrett be entertaining ever. I've never liked him, ever. And the fact that he is still hanging on this far into his career, taking time, TV time, and a roster spot away from somebody who's young and talented makes me sick. That is why I hate him. Anyway, sent me one because of course he did, and JAS cheated because of course they did. So there you go. I don't see any charisma in Jeff Jarrett. I never have. I've never seen any charisma in him. I never have. And I question whether he can wrestle, whether he could ever wrestle. I don't think Jeff Jarrett was ever good. Oh, Commander making his AEW debut. Okay, there we go. There we go. All right. We're good. That's it. We're done. No more. I can go to sleep now. I could go try and unstuff my nose and try and go to sleep, try and get some rest. Everybody else should get some rest. There's no wrestling this weekend. There is wrestling next weekend. There's lots of wrestling next weekend. I don't know what I don't know what next week's going to be since there's the Ring of Honor show. I don't know how we're going to cover that. The Ring of Honor, not just the Ring of Honor pay-per-view, but the Ring of Honor regular show, which is going to be on Thursdays. I don't know how we're going to cover that. It's going to be tough. But anyway, we'll figure it out next week. Until then, thanks, everybody. And golly, everything sucks.